Liebe Zuschauerinnen und Zuschauer,
dear viewers, dear listeners, dear fellow people, we warmly greet you from the tent of God among the people for all the nations of this earth with the Sophia Library. Here, in the Ark of the Covenant of the Free Spirit, the eternal Word of God is preserved in all its immeasurable fullness for all the people of all the nations of this earth. And the omnipresence of the eternal, all one Creator God and His Son, the Christ of God, can be felt by many people. It is in the awareness of God in us and we in God that we warmly invite you to join us for our program today. This program is dedicated to the Seraph of the Divine Wisdom from the royal pair of the third basic power before God's throne, from the supporting pair of the Divine Wisdom, the High Being from the eternal Kingdom of God, the Zenith of the Being, the Sanctum of God, Gabriele Sophia. These days mark the 91st anniversary of a cosmic event, namely the day on which a highest being from the Kingdom of God, the Seraph of Divine Wisdom, Sophia, was born on this earth to live among us as a human being with the name of Gabriele, as a simple woman from the people, as a sister among brothers and sisters. Her spirit dual, the cherub of the Divine Wisdom, was and is always at her side in the spirit. Many of us also know him, the heavenly prince before God's throne, who is simply called Brother Emmanuel by us, because for many years he trained Gabriele Sophia in this life to be the prophetess and emissary of God, and has now accompanied her for nearly 50 years. This is extensively reported in many writings. Many people know about the fall event, that some spirit beings left the eternal kingdom of heaven because they wanted to prove to God that they could form and shape His creation better than He, the Creator of the eternal being. There are also many revelations in writing about this. In a final cycle of 4,000 years from Abraham to Gabriele today, it was once again the cherubim, the law princes from the sanctum, who were active in the earthly garment, one after the other, on this earth as emissaries of the kingdom of God, as prophets of God. Many people know the earthly names of these incarnated cherubim, who walked this earth as the great prophets of God. Thus, Abraham, the law prince of the basic power of divine earnestness, Elijah, the prince of the divine will, Moses, the law prince of the divine order, who brought us the commandments of God, and Isaiah, the cherub from the supporting pair of the Divine Wisdom, who some 2,600 years ago proclaimed the coming of the Christ of God in an earthly garment, and already then announced the appearance of the Christ of God in the Spirit in the coming Kingdom of Peace. All of God's prophets on this earth brought the Word of God to the people, His law of love for God and neighbor, and exemplified it to the people, above all, the first Son of God, the Christ of God in Jesus of Nazareth. Despite all resistance from the Pharisees and scribes, to this day the godless alliance of church and state, the opponents of God, could not extinguish the word of the Eternal All One, although they persecuted countless messengers of God and had them murdered, righteous men and women by their thousands. Many of us know the words of God as passed down from the prophet Isaiah. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. Some 2,600 years ago, when the Prince of the Divine Wisdom in the prophet of God Isaiah brought the word of the Eternal to this earth and also spoke these words that were handed down, his jewel, the seraph of the Divine Wisdom, was always at his side in the Spirit. In our time, the eternal Word of God has returned once again, this time through the seraph in an earthly garment, Gabriele Sophia, always together with the cherub of the Divine Wisdom in the Spirit. Through the royal pair of Divine Wisdom, cherub and seraph, the Word of the Eternal, I am who I am, who has spoken through the prophets and prophetesses of God for thousands upon thousands of years, can be heard and read again today. And at that, in all its fullness and worldwide, the whole truth from the eternal kingdom. The promise is fulfilled. His word returns to him fulfilled. And with that, also the promise of the Christ of God in Jesus of Nazareth has been fulfilled. He promised the people to send the Comforter, who would one day lead the people into the whole truth, because the people of his time could not yet bear much of what could have been said back then. The Christ of God himself has returned as the Comforter in the prophetic word, and with him and on his behalf, the supporting pair of the Divine Wisdom.
So war und ist es heute das Trägerpaar der göttlichen Weisheit.
So it was and is today the supporting pair of the Divine Wisdom, who have given, bringing the fullness from the eternal kingdom to this earth, directly from the sanctum, from the zenith of being.
Die Wahrheit aus dem ewigen Reich,
the truth from the eternal kingdom and the call of the Christ of God and of the Divine Wisdom to the fallen brothers and sisters to turn back and return to the eternal homeland through the Redeemer power of the Christ of God are, as stated, spread through the world. In connection with the Redeemer deed of the Christ of God, once in Jesus of Nazareth, there are detailed explanations of previously unknown events of cosmic dimensions which are described in various revelations.
viele Millionen Exemplare.
Many millions of books and writings in over 20 languages have found their way to millions of people on all five continents of this earth. About 1,000 radio and television stations worldwide, along with satellites and countless digital media, carry the Word of God daily in image and sound around the clock throughout the world and in the ether. Furthermore, through Gabriele, the supporting pair of the divine wisdom have also laid the cornerstone on a yet small island and thereby created the foundation for the coming kingdom of peace, for a peaceful coexistence in the spirit of God of people, animals, and nature on a peaceful earth. Another truly cosmic event, which Gabriele Sophia, the seraph of the divine wisdom in the earthly garment, has accomplished, has to this day not yet become known to most people. Almost unnoticed by this world, in a long and painful battle, Gabriele Sophia has overcome the leader of the fall, the Satanist, who had demanded the sacrifice of her heart from her. As a sign of his capitulation, the Satanist laid his scepter at the feet of the cherub of the divine wisdom in the sanctum of God. Thus, Gabriele Sophia, the seraph of the divine wisdom, the first daughter of God, has accomplished what the first Son of God, Christ in Jesus of Nazareth, initiated on the cross of Golgotha with his "It is finished." The fall is at an end, and with it the material universe with this world. It is done. All this and much more, which could be merely indicated here, the infinite fullness of the revealed Word and the workings of the divine wisdom is documented in image, sound, and writing, and is preserved in the tent of God among the people with the Sophia Library, in the Ark of the Covenant of the Free Spirit, for all the nations of this earth. With Gabriele Sophia, the seraph from the supporting pair of the divine wisdom, God, the Eternal All One, sent his first daughter to humankind, and, as with Jesus of Nazareth, his first son, humankind does not recognize who is living among them. As Christ explains in his great work of revelation, "This is my word, Alpha and Omega," just as I went unrecognized from the earth, she too will similarly leave the earth unrecognized. And further, many will continue to wait for the exalted woman who prepares the ways for me, the Christ, and yet she was already among them. Only when the time is ripe, once the truth breaks through, will the people recognize that the part ray of the divine wisdom in the earthly garment was among them. The exalted woman in me, the Christ, and we in God, our eternal Father, for the new era, the kingdom of the Christ.
Ulrich,
Ulrich, you have been accompanying Gabriele for about 20 years. So, of course, you know much more about who Gabriele is and all that she has had to endure.
Liebe Zuschauerinnen und liebe Zuschauer.
Dear viewers, dear listeners, about 20 years ago, the Prince of the Divine Wisdom, called Brother Emmanuel by us human beings, conveyed a message to me through Gabriele, which I am essentially repeating here at Gabriele's request. The Prince of Wisdom revealed to me, you are an aspect, a ray of the wisdom, and as a son of wisdom, I ask you to support your spiritual mother, the prophetess and emissary of God on earth, Gabriele, in her difficult mission, and also to be there for her personally, because she too grows older. I agreed to the request from the Kingdom of God and promised Brother Emmanuel that I would do so. Since then, I have been with Gabriele as a son of wisdom and help her in all areas of the work of the Christ of God, as well as in private life wherever possible. Now, a desire of the Eternal All One and of the Prince of the Divine Wisdom has come to me to prepare a television program for her 91st birthday and on behalf of the All-One Father Mother God to present a large bouquet of white lilies to his first daughter in the earthly garment, Gabriele Sophia. And from the Prince of the Divine Wisdom came the desire to give his jewel in the earthly garment, the Seraph of the Divine Wisdom, a large bouquet of red roses. Gabriele explained to me that she, Gabriele, at 91 years of age, no longer wants to appear in public, and asked me, Ulrich, to prepare a corresponding text to be broadcast so as to do justice to the occasion, and that she would give me a short text of her response, which we may present in the television program. The fact that Gabriele no longer wishes to appear in public is due not only to her advanced age, but also to her extremely modest nature, which many of us know. Beyond that, in recent years, she has become even more publicity shy than she always was from the very beginning of her work as a prophetess and emissary of God. With this television program, we want to follow the desire of the Kingdom of God as best we can and send our heartfelt greetings and thanks to our beloved sister, Gabriele, who is at home. I would like to begin. Dear Gabriele, I may say to you from the zenith of the being, from the sanctum of God, on behalf of the eternal Father, Mother, God, and of the Prince of the Divine Wisdom, I may present you with these bouquets of flowers as a greeting from the eternal homeland, the being in the being. It is a greeting to you on your 91st birthday, but also a greeting of thanks from the kingdom of God for having carried for nearly 50 years as a human being the prophetic word of the All-One Creator God into this world, the truth of heaven, the eternal word of God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It is a greeting to you, the human being, Gabriele, from the sanctum of God, your and our eternal homeland. For 50 years, heaven has literally been open thanks to the supporting pair of the Divine Wisdom. The cornucopia of Divine Wisdom, together with the Christ of God, has been able to lead all willing people into the entire truth, as far as the people want to understand it. And this has unfortunately taken place, as in all times, against all the opposition of an ungodly alliance of church and state. We are here in the tent of God among the people, and on the wall is a picture of you, showing you in the midst of life. Before us are two vases with the bouquets of flowers desired by God Father and the Prince of Wisdom. Symbolically, we may present them to you together with all our love and our eternal thanks. Gabriele, I too, Ulrich, greet you through this program and thank you with all my heart for all your love, humility, and patience with all of us. We hope that you will still bear with us for some time, also knowing that this is your 91st birthday, and that you would rather go back to the eternal homeland today and not tomorrow, to be at the side of your duel, the Prince of the Divine Wisdom.
Danke, Gabriele.
Thank you, Gabriele. Thank you again with all my heart for coming into this rough and brutal world, the spawn of the disaster of the fall, and for everything that has come into this world through you, through the supporting pair of the Divine Wisdom.
Die ganze Wahrheit,
the whole truth, the fullness from God, the law of the love for God and neighbor. But beyond that, indeed, you are also our sister and friend. You are also a human being, a trusted, sisterly, loving, and wonderful woman who has become very, very dear to many of all of us all over the world. And I would like to repeat, the bouquet of flowers does not come from me, from us. You know that the Eternal Father, Mother God spoke to me through you and asked me to write a text for broadcasting with which He, the Eternal, can give you His daughter, the white lilies, as a symbol of the purity of the prophetic word. And the Prince of the Divine Wisdom, your dual, gives you, through me, the wonderful bouquet of red roses that speak for themselves.
Gabriele,
how gladly I do this, combined with an absolute and profound respect for your selfless lifetime achievement and before your unwavering love for God, our Father, which is an eternal example for us all. The words, "thank you," seem profane, but you know what resonates in our hearts. Thank you, Gabriele, for everything.
Acting on behalf of the royal pairs before God's throne, I may speak. You are our beloved sister, a being beheld and created by the Eternal Father, Mother God, a glorious spirit being of infinite light, our sister from eternity to eternity, the seraph of the divine wisdom in the earthly garment, Gabriele Sophia. We have primordially known each other forever. Even before the "let there be," we were conscious of each other. And when we looked at each other for the first time as created beings, we swore eternal loyalty to one another. Beloved sister, beloved being, as seraph of the divine wisdom, you have descended into the depths for Christ, our brother, the co-regent of infinity, and for the eternal homeland, in order to fetch home for Christ and with Christ what Christ, as Jesus of Nazareth, has saved for all eternity, our brothers and sisters who went from us, the brothers and sisters of the fall. Over thousands of years of your many incarnations, you went into this last incarnation to complete the 4,000-year cycle in which the great ones before God's throne worked as God's prophets on the earth and gave His eternal word, the word of the Father, Mother, God, and that of His Son, of the Christ of God. Your countless incarnations, filled with suffering and tribulation, are now at an end. This is your last incarnation. Beloved sister, from the eternity and for the eternity, we, your brothers and sisters before God's throne, are very much looking forward to the return of Sophia to the Eternal Father's house. I may speak further on behalf of the royal pairs before the throne of God. Beloved sister, in this incarnation, you have brought the eternal word of God to the people for 5 decades. You have tirelessly given revelations, schooled, taught, and designed. You have sustained, sustained, and sustained. Now the word of the eternal All-One God has become worldwide as never before in human history. In this life on earth, you have done infinitely much for the kingdom of God. The cornucopia of the divine wisdom was extended to the people in an unprecedented diversity. And you have achieved what is expressed in the words of the Eternal. My word does not return to me empty. Beloved sister, truly, the words of our brother Christ, the co-regent of the kingdom of God and the redeemer of humankind, has been fulfilled. At the beginning of your calling as the emissary of God, our divine brother said to you, and this grain of sand, which you believe yourself to be, will yet bring me much fruit, for the Lord is with you. Beloved sister, we bow before your glorious light-filled being, before the daughter of God, Spirit of His Spirit, for what you have done and borne so unimaginably much for the kingdom of God on this earth, now right up to the advanced age of 91 years. Everything, absolutely everything that was part of your mission has been fulfilled, and so very, very much beyond that. Christ, our brother, the announced Comforter, has come through you and has led all willing people into the whole truth. Now, after more than 9 decades of your long sojourn on earth, when the return of Sophia to the Eternal Father's house approaches, countless ensouled people and souls in the spheres of purification bow down before you in gratitude, as do we, the royal pairs before God's throne. Thank you for your workings, exceedingly rich in blessings, beloved Sister Gabriele Sophia, for the pathways to the home bringing of our fallen brothers and sisters back into the kingdom of God, which you have revealed to them.
Liebe Zuschauer und Zuschauerinnen,
dear viewers and listeners, dear brothers and sisters, our Sister Gabriele gave answer.
Mein Name ist Gabriele.
My name is Gabriele. Depending on a worldly orientation, one becomes 90 years old, 91 years old, and so on. But the years do not have to be the years. In Christ, there is no time, whether it is years or time. I disregard both, because I live in Christ. I live in His Word. In His words, there is nothing about years or even decades.
Ja, wer bin ich?
So, who am I? I am in Christ, in His Word, which endures eternally. Christ in me, Christ, the omnipresent being. Where am I? I am in Christ, and Christ is eternity.
Ist im Sein, im Sein.
He is in the being, in the being.
Im Sein, im Sein.
I live in the being, in the being.
Denke, oder
whether I think of years or even lebe. Of decades, I live.
Nur die Zeit ist das kurz.
Only time is what is short.
Ausschließlich das Leben.
I know the life exclusively. Eternity.
Liebe Geschwister,
dear brothers and sisters, I am frequently asked how I have endured everything. The answer is simple. Because I love the eternal all-one Father, Mother, God, the eternal homeland, and the kingdom of God. I always strive to serve the eternal and the eternal being that the eternal beheld and created. All of us, regardless of what we think of ourselves and make known to the outside world, we are His sons and daughters, the being in the being, the eternal Father's ideal image. We are called, each and every one of us, to recognize that we are not of this world, but in this world to remedy what is pending in order to again become His sons and daughters in the being, in the being. We human beings, whether we believe in Him or not, we simply are from the being in the being, born and come forth for the being in the being. Everything else is a concoction and a binding to our desires, whatever they are called. I, Gabriele, the brothers and sisters call me Gabi, wish for you and for all of us, the Father, Mother, God, the being in the being, infinity, the being in the being which is our eternal homeland, your sister in the light of the Godhead. Gabriele.
Liebe Gabriele.
Dear Gabriele, not every person lives to be over 90 years old, and I would like to call that to mind. You, Gabriele, have persevered 50 years for the Eternal All-One and His Son, our Redeemer and Brother, the co-regent of the Kingdom of God, the Christ of God. You have built up a worldwide work. His Eternal Word can be found throughout the whole world. You have built up the Christ Isaiah land, the land of peace, the land of the animals, especially with our brother Harold, who accompanied you for many years and helped you to build up many things, who with you saw to it that, among other things, countless black pines were planted, which you particularly like. Dear Gabriele, I, Ulrich, also want to thank you for the privilege of serving you during this time. Above all, I want to thank you for liberating all willing people and souls from the arbitrary rule of the external priestly religions and the ruling forces. Thanks to you, millions upon millions of people today know about God in us and we in God, and about our eternal homeland, about the origin of our souls, about the truth concerning the Christ of God, and that there is a loving Father, Mother God, eternally, who calls us to return home, to the heavenly dwellings, to the being in the being. We in God, and God in us. Dear fellow people, by way of excerpts, I would like to explain what I know about the being in Gabriele and have put together a few things about this. There are some excerpts from various revelations from the Kingdom of God that I would like to present in order to emphasize who it is among us who has kept and still keeps the gate to the Kingdom of God open for over 50 years. The one-of-a-kind gift from the Kingdom of God, the spirit being in Gabriele Sophia. I may add that this is not necessarily in keeping with the modest nature of Gabriele, but in the end, she did agree. Perhaps we pressed her a bit too hard. Then may she please forgive us for this. God Father revealed on August 14, 2016. I, who I am, present the lily to my daughter from my primordial heart, who has assumed the prophetic word for me and is the emissary of the eternal kingdom. As a human being, she is the expression of Sophia, the wisdom, to whom I present the lily. My word, the truth, spoke and speaks through her. My word of purity is the prophetic word and the voice of wisdom. I am who I am from the primordial beginning. She is who she is from me, from the primordial beginning. Before the act of creation, she was in me as my ideal image and will, and I created her as my image. I sent my image, the primordial wisdom, the divine wisdom, to the people. She became a human being, was a human being, and is still a human being among the people. My primordial, eternal, ideal image. I was the Word through her. I am the Word through her. In her soul, I am the primordial being, the lily, which she places into the hearts of all people who walk the path of purity and love, the messianic path in the Sophianic age.
liebe Mitmenschen,
dear fellow people, on July 23, 2023, the eternal All-One God revealed my ideal image. My ideal image before the primordial creation. Nothing existed except my desire. From it emerged the being in the being, the sea of creation. My ideal image became eternal reality from eternity to eternity. The being in the being, the primordial image, the eternal law of love for God and neighbor. In the booklet, God Father, the Word of the All, is revealed. From my own self, from my father-mother image, I created my dual, the female image of the female principle. From my own self, from my I am who I am, I beheld and created my first daughter and placed the ideal image in the entity, in the cherub of the third basic power. My first in me beheld daughter is the first being for the life. And from the booklet, The Spirit of Fusion, we learn the following. I come back to what can no longer be concealed, where the eternal Word comes from. Now, after nearly 5 decades, the Eternal reveals in the word of his prophetess, Gabriele, my daughter, I raise the veil, and you report how it was, how it is, what you behold, how the eternal kingdom developed, which is the eternal homeland of all divine beings. You are still a human being, but your spiritual being comes from the Let There Be, in order to give form to the desire of the fusion, to found the eternal kingdom, and to have the formation from the infinite being take place. Dear fellow people, and more was revealed. God Father spoke on May 29, 2024. I am the Lord, your God. The question at hand is, what then belongs to you who believe you have to prove something? Nothing. Absolutely nothing belongs to you. The sun, the moon, and all the details of the being belong to me. I am the All. Who are you? Before the All of creation, I entered my desire into the All, into every planet, into all the currents of infinity, whatever they may be called. The four regions each had his own realm, but none was perfect because it did not have my competence. From this mighty all of creation, the being in the being, I saw with the eyes of infinity and saw my beloved, my most beloved, and I took her into my heart, which I otherwise never did. I am the All-One, the Omnipresent, and the Being in the Being. I am all in all things. Yet my blink of the eye spoke, you need one thing. You want one thing. One thing is needed, and I searched. And I did not search as you do in the external. I searched within me, and I found a being in me, which I took into my heart, and which I loved and love. It is my daughter, to whom I have bequeathed everything, absolutely everything, in the awareness that the being in the being is hers. And what is hers is merely administered by me and also by the four princes, and the others are likewise merely connected, but are not a part of me. Because it is as it is, I gave her the eye that I have, and she saw everything, the being in the being. And because she saw it as I saw it, I created it for me. It is my image and my daughter. Dear fellow people, it seems to me that the words of the Christ of God are applicable here. May the one who can grasp it, grasp it. Before we slowly reach the end of this program, we want to present some more words of revelation from the Prince of the Divine Wisdom, from the great revelation, The Return of Sophia, the Divine Wisdom, to the Eternal Father's House. The eternal law is the love for God and neighbor. God's love and His wisdom are indivisible. Love is the divine culture of the true life. The primordial wisdom draws and creates it and brings it forth, placing it in the kingdom of God. The wisdom in God is the primordial principle of the being, the primordial being, God's work of the deed. This is why the Eternal and His Son, the Christ of God, sent the wisdom, Sophia, so that she teach the human beings and show them the way to the heart of God, to the loving, eternal Father, who wants to have His children home again in the eternal being. For the mansions in the kingdom of God are waiting for all souls and ensouled people as conscious sons and daughters of God. Dear Gabriele, at the end of this broadcast, I want to repeat once more the following words of the Christ of God, which have fallen into the hearts of countless people, and let us sense how much we are all loved by the Kingdom of God. From the love, therefore, came the wisdom and dwells among the people, so that they may receive what God, the love and wisdom, has to say to them. Today, in the great time of the liberation of the generations from a life of confinement and tribulation, to conclude this program, what remains for us is to simply give thanks once more, to once again give thanks from the depths of our hearts in the awareness of God in us and we in God. Gabriele, we have you to thank for everything, absolutely everything. In this awareness, dear viewers, dear listeners, goodbye and greetings in God.